You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Spiritual Connections with Psychic Medium Cindy.
Psychic Medium Cindy.
Live from Facebook.com/Psychic Cindy.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Spiritual Connection
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. The show, great to be here tonight. Hope everybody's doing well. So I was thinking about what can I talk about tonight when I come on the show? Like, what's happening? Well, of course, there's a full moon on Tuesday. So I thought, all right, give everybody a little heads up on that. So we're looking at a full moon in Scorpio on Tuesday. Scorpio is a deep feeling, like hidden emotions, bringing up really the tough stuff on Tuesday. You're going to really feel like superficial, like meaningless relationships. Really don't want them around anymore. You're really going to be kind of focused on like, who are the people in my life that I have like a meaningful connection with, that understand me, that, you know, I can have good conversations with, that I trust. Like, these are the sort of things that we're going to be coming up on this full moon. So as with all the full moons, remember, it's about releasing, but getting rid of the things that we don't need in our lives anymore. And then we, you know, move on to the next day to like bigger and better things, and know that you are important, to know that you're loved and that you deserve to have meaningful people around you, because that's what you deserve, because you're all awesome. So we already have somebody on the phone. So let's get Angela from Crown Point, Indiana.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Angela. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. What can I do for you this evening?
I would like either a general reading with emphasis on life path, or if you feel anybody that is connected spiritually around me that has a message, either or.
Okay. All right. Do you want to start with your spiritual path? Is that what you said? Right.
Sure.
Sure. Okay. I can do that fairly easily for you. I have a good spread for that too. So, okay, cards are going flying. Alrighty. One more shuffle there. It's done for you. Alrighty. Okay, Angela, so the first card I pull for you is the Strength card. And it's a beautiful card because your strength is your passion ignited. The number one meaning of this card, this is the number one card, is like new beginnings, new opportunities. But whatever this new beginning or new opportunity is that's coming in for you, if it hasn't already started, is something that you're really passionate about and something that you really love.
Okay.
Sometimes it's a relationship, but I feel that it's probably more about just your passions. And what's happening with you now is you have the Truth card. The number two is all about choices, and you can't see this card, I know, but in this card, there's like this woman and she's like looking out into the universe, and that's where her answers are. She's going to make a choice and she's like, I'm going to reach out to the universe to get my answers. And that's exactly what's going to happen to you. If you don't know what this choice is about, this passion that you are about to embark on, the universe is going to give it to you in some way. They're going to let you know exactly what it is. Who or what is going to help you on the way is, I have the Foundations and Achievements card, which is the number four, is all about building a firm foundation. There's a rainbow on this card, which is the good after the bad. And I know you can't see the card, but on the card, there's three people, like two adults and a child, and they're standing in front of this beautiful, strong house. And what's really interesting is the three cards that I pulled for you right in a row are all purple, and purple are all divine. They're all spiritual cards. So it's like just verifying for me that the universe is with you and they're here to take care of you. Any obstacles on the way? There is an obstacle on the way. And the obstacle is the deception and envy card. And this would be equal to like the Seven of Swords if we were using the old tarot. And really all this is, this card always comes out as a warning card. And it's just a warning that whatever this passion is and the decision you make and you start building on it and it's going to grow and get stronger and bigger, somebody around you is going to be jealous of that. Don't worry about it. You're going to find out about it. You're going to hear about it. You're going to be like, yeah, I knew already knew about that because the psychic told me it was going to happen. And don't be fussed about it because, you know, jealousy is in the spirit world is a useless emotion. And it really is, right? Everybody's here have their own journey and you deserve to be successful just as everybody else. So the message from your angels is yet again another four, which is a firm foundation card. It's all about like building, getting stronger financially, getting a lot of security under you. With your message from your guides is actually the trapped in fear card. So this is a number eight card, which is all about abundance. But the fear part is you. You are at some point in time during this whole thing, you're going to start doubting yourself and you're thinking, oh, I can't do it. It's not right. It's not going to work out. I'm going to lose money, whatever. So you got to push that away and say, no, I can do it. I know I can do it. I have everything. I have spirit world protecting me and guiding me. I have everything I need within me to be a success. So those are just normal doubts and the universe is just warning you that you're going to have them. But the message from your heart is triumphant success. So yet again, another beautiful card, just, you know, reinforcing the fact that, you know, you're on the right track. You're going to see the clarity. It's all going to come through for you. And in the end, you have the spiritual union card, which is, a number two again, can be about choices or it can just be about unity. This card has two people on it, a male and a female, and sometimes it can just be balance. Sometimes it can be balance between the male and female within us, because we all have both of those qualities. And sometimes it can just be somebody in your life that's going to come around and just give you that spiritual connection that you need and that you want. So does that make sense to you at all? Like, are you planning on doing anything like that? Or are you maybe looking for a new relationship by any chance?
I'm looking to strengthen my current relationship. So that makes a lot of sense. Okay. We seem to be going in the right direction. And I am looking to start something new in my life as well, as far as career-wise. So I have been having some self-doubt about that as well. So I think you hit the nail on the head.
Oh, good. Great. Yeah. Because, it looks really, really good. And the fact that you have so much purple in your cards, because I know you can't see them, but I can, just really tells me that you're, spiritually protected and spiritually guided. And that's always very helpful, because when you can think of that, you can think, well, you know, if things don't work out, or when you have those doubts, then you're like, no, I know the spirit world will let me know that I'm on the right track, push you and guide you in the right direction. So you have anything else for me, or are you just interested in maybe a mediumship reading?
The mediumship reading would be great.
Okay. Let's see if I can find somebody around you. We have like about 5 minutes left, so that gives me a lot of time. So, Angela, I'm picking up a male figure. You have like a father figure, like grandfather, uncle, somebody like that that may have passed away.
Okay.
Yes, sorry.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, my father passed away and my grandfather.
Okay. I'd say it's your dad first, right? usually the dads that come first.
Yes.
Did he have like a longer illness?
For my father, no, it was more of a shorter illness. He passed rather suddenly.
Rather suddenly?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right. So there's a grandfather, and maybe that's a little bit back there too. Okay. Was he younger when he passed away, like in his 50s?
Yes,
he was. Was he? Okay. So you were young when he passed away.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, and that makes it sad, right? You know what I mean? That makes it hard because he left so quickly and you didn't get to say goodbye. It makes it, you know, I find that those kinds of deaths are, people always feel guilty and bad about that, but please don't, because your dad is wonderful and on the other side. He feels a bit guilty over that, over the fact that he left as quickly as he did, but he had to do that. That was his time to go.
Okay.
Because we sign a soul contract before we come. We kind of decide when we're going to go before we come, and that was his time. So as soon as he passed away, he knew that, but he still has the, you know, the human feelings of like regret, because, you know, he was your dad and he wanted to be there, but always know he was always with you with everything. He's full on me, full of information. So, you know, all of the big events, all the Christmases, all the birthday parties and stuff, he's always been with you, always been around you. Do you feel his presence at all?
Sometimes I do, yes.
Yeah, so I feel that he's trying to make sure that you notice him. So I don't know if you have a symbol for him. Sometimes people use like birds or feathers or like coin, like dimes or something. And they kind of, I always suggest picking one symbol for a person. And then if they come around, you're kind of like, oh, that's Dad, right? Dad's here today. So when I'm pulling some cards for your dad. So the first card I pulled for him is the abundance card. The abundance card is a bright red color. And when I pull that card in the mediumship reading, I always think of love and like how much love he has for you, how much love he had for you before he left, and how much love he continues to have for you. So, and when he does look back at his life, he sees peace. I am a being of love and I release all negative energy. And that's a really beautiful card. I rarely pull that card, so it's really special for that to come out. And he's certainly at peace now. He feels really, really good. His message for you is about honesty. I don't have much time left, so we'll go quickly through this. So his message for you is honesty, and he's just basically saying that you can't always expect honesty from other people, but you can from yourself. And the next message for you is about relationships, and it is, I'm attracted to people that serve my highest good. So I just want to tell you, Angela, that you were very, very much loved by your dad and I very much missed, but know that he's always with you and how much he loves you, and he's definitely guiding you. So but anything that's happening with you in your life, ask him to help you. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great night. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Thank you, everybody. Thanks for listening. That was great. Thanks, Angela, again for calling in, and I'll see you guys next week.